Good morning. It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein. For a different perspective on the issue, I'm joined by Dave Wells, Research Director for the Grand Canyon Institute. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, your first reaction to hearing a report like this, was a very serious fight that went on the legislature this summer, and now it sounds like, according to this report, wasn't a good idea.
Well, first of all, he has a serious math error, from what I can tell.
Okay.
Because he talks about the $900 million expense. And of course, this is based on a simulation, so we really don't know. That's based on assumptions, and the report that's publicly available is only 4 pages long, and so we're not able to actually dig into the methodology enough. But he said there's a $900 million state cost to cover 150,000 people on Medicaid, and that's not correct. If you have the 150,000 extra people that they're projecting over the next 10 years would cost about $900 million, but that's the total cost. The state's share of that is going to be 10% of that, and a good chunk, if not all of that chunk, is going to be covered by the hospital assessment. So if this report is accurate about Medicaid, then the cost to the state is essentially nothing.
Dave, does this report have any weight now that we consider what, again, happened in the summer when Governor Brewer stood out and led a charge of some Republicans to combine with the Democrats to make this pass? Does a report like this make anyone regret that decision?
No, I don't think so. Because like I said, because you have to keep in mind what the cost would have been if we didn't do it. The Grand Canyon Institute issued a report in May to try to talk about that. Because keep in mind, if the state had not done this, then the federal government would have stopped paying for any of the current childless adults who would gradually be losing coverage, and those who lost coverage would now seek care with uncompensated hospital costs. And uncompensated care. So what we estimated was that, you know, if the state went it their own way over the first 3 years, it's really hard to go 10 years. We took the first full 3 years. We said it was going to cost the state about $900 million extra over adopting Medicaid expansion, plus hospitals would get hit with about a $450 million bill for extra uncompensated care costs. That's $1.35 billion. And each year, and so that's over 3 years, sorry. And that's, again, that's those are things that are left out of the equation by this report. And so even with this report, even if their Medicaid numbers were, in terms of the growth of Medicaid, is true, I don't see that as being any reason why they would want to revisit this issue.
But is that something that you think was factored in enough? If, in fact, that occurs, that more people do end up with Medicaid, whether because their employers decide to drop coverage, is that something where we may need some tweaks in the system at some point?
Well, that would be something for the federal government to consider. Because say this added population is covered 90% by the federal government, and the state share is only 10% of it. So the state cost of $900 million is really $90 million, and that's relatively small, and given the projected growth of the hospital assessment, it should pretty much all fall under that, or there'll just be a little bit that goes into the general fund. So from a state level point, I don't see that being a concern at all. The issue about whether or not we'll end up with more uninsured people here, that's something we'd really have to dig into the report about. Because one of the great goals of the Affordable Care Act is that we're going to significantly reduce the number of people who are uninsured, and so that we'll get a better health outcomes. Because there was the Harvard study did a study of our earlier expansion of Medicaid, and they found that compared to our neighboring states, that we significantly reduced the number of deaths that were, and so we were saving lives and improving health outcomes by expanding Medicaid.
Dave, you're research director for the Grand Canyon Institute, but you also do a little bit of political analysis. Is this a situation where we think ultimately this will end up being a net plus for Arizona politicians who went along with this, even some of those Republicans who are being threatened with primary challenges?
Well, that's a whole other question. That's the politics part. Because if you were to query the American public about what they know about the Affordable Care Act, they generally don't know very much in terms of the details of it, but they hear a lot of sound bites. So you're going to hear the Democratic sound bite saying, oh, look at all this extra coverage, and you're going to hear the Republican sound bite saying, oh, we lost our health insurance, or it's more expensive now. And so you have the battle of the sound bites, and that's going to happen all this calendar year up until the November 2014 elections. And so who wins the PR war on that? Obviously, the rollout of the Affordable Care Act with the horrible aspects of the website and so forth meant the Democrats lost whatever they gained during the government shutdown. So, and at the state level, you know, they'll probably be piggybacking on that. But that PR war is sort of just beginning.
But Dave, let's bring it back to the state. Legislative session starts next month.
Mm-hmm.
Is this an issue that, even though it won't be revisited technically from a legislative point of view, is this something you think that will still be hanging in the air at the Capitol?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, in a sense, because you talk about the Republican primary challenges, and that's because there were a number of Republicans who stepped forward and voted for Medicaid expansion with all the Democrats backing them with it, and a number of them are facing primary challenges, like Heather Carter in the House, and I don't know if John McComish will in the Senate, but the primary electorate for the GOP is much more conservative and much very very anti Medicaid expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, will any of those primary challenges be successful? And if they are, so they're going to have that hanging over their heads. And and I don't know if that's going to affect anything in this session politically, but it's certainly going to be something that I know people who watch politics are going to be watching very carefully as the primary approaches in late August, early September.
And I think we're two of those people who watch that very closely. Dave Wells is research director for the Grand Canyon Institute. Dave, thanks for the time.
Thank you.